sliding mode backstepping control for upper limb rehabilitation with the ETS Mars exoskeleton robot. Bram Ibrahim, PhD student, École de Technologie Supérieure, Canada. Mohamed H. Rahman, assistant professor, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, USA. Maarouf Saad, professor, École de Technologie Supérieure, Canada. Cristobal Ochoa Luna, postdoctoral researcher, École de Technologie Supérieure, Canada. Abstract. The ETS Mars is an exoskeleton robot designed to be worn on the lateral side of the upper limb in order to assist and rehabilitate the impaired upper limb function in patients who have suffered a stroke. Functional medical exercise can improve the ability and movement performance of stroke patients. In this paper, we have implemented a new nonlinear control based on sliding mode and backstepping control to manipulate the ETS Mars and provide functional passive rehabilitation exercises. All exercises were performed with healthy subjects in order to evaluate the robustness and tracking performance of the control. Experimental results show the efficiency and the robustness of the proposed control technique to provide passive functional therapy with the ETS Mars. A introduction. Recent statistics estimate that stroke became among the first causes of death in North America. 1. Every year, stroke kills about 130,000 of 800,000 Americans who die because of a cardiovascular disease, and around 610,000 people suffer a stroke. 2. The most common symptom of a stroke is sudden impairment or numbness of the face, arm or leg. The stroke victim finds difficult to assess the distance, the position and the speed of movement. 3. That results in the inability to perform activities of daily living. Rehabilitation programs are the best method to help stroke victims to recover their lost capacity and acquire new skills. 3. The stroke patient must be subjected to those programs very quickly, during the first months following the stroke accident or brain attack, because the improvement becomes slower over time. 3. In recent years, a new method of rehabilitation based on robotics applications has been gaining a lot of attention among the research community. This method relies mainly on the capability of the robot to repeat precisely the medical tasks, such as a rehabilitation exercise, for longer periods of time, allowing a theoretical infinite repetition of the rehabilitation exercises. Many groups of researchers have developed exoskeleton robots, for instance, InMotion 4 have 2 degree of freedom 2DOFs, Assisted Rehabilitation and Measurement Guide, Armin 5 have 6DOFs, Intelligent Pneumatic Arm Movement, IPAM, 6, have 5DOFs. These robots are connected to the subject's upper limb. The patient can move his arm in the workspace depending on the available degrees of freedom of the robot. 7. To assist stroke patients with dysfunctional upper limb function, we have created a new 7DOFs exoskeleton robot called ETS Mars, Motion Assistive Robotic Exoskeleton for Superior Extremity. 8. It can perform a large range of movements, table A, and is able to effectively provide passive and active rehabilitation therapy. To maneuver the robot to provide rehabilitation therapy, many control techniques have been developed, from a simple PID controller to nonlinear control, even intelligent controllers. Many approaches that combine different advanced control techniques had appeared. Between them we can mention the adaptation of the dynamic parameters using fuzzy controller based on sliding mode control proposed in 9. This approach is aimed to improve the performance of the robot and limit the chattering problem caused by the discontinuous sine function term, defined as high frequency activity control signal. 10. An adaptive control based on neural network is presented in 11 to estimate the uncertain parameter and external disturbances. However, the intelligent control has fuzzy logic and neural network controllers have a slow response time, as the advanced nonlinear technique requires hulking computations. 8. The virtual decomposition control, VDC, in 12 provides satisfactory results both at trajectory tracking and estimation and rejection of the uncertain parameters and external disturbance. There are also a lot of methods using robust controllers, 13, to deal with friction uncertainties caused by the high-order dynamic models of the robots. We also need to consider the variations of upper limb mass of different patients as external perturbation that produce problems in control of high dynamic robots, as the ETS Mars, and affect the tracking performance of the robot. For this reason, we developed a new control technique that combines two robust control strategies. Firstly, the sliding mode controller, which can ensure perfect tracking despite model uncertainties and external perturbations. 8. To eliminate the chattering problem, we replaced the sine function with a saturation function. 14. Secondly, the backstepping control that permits to design a control law in several steps, which ensures the global stability of the exoskeleton robot. 15. To evaluate the robustness of the controller, we have implemented trajectory tracking corresponding to recommended passive rehabilitation tasks. 10. All the experiments were conducted with healthy subjects to provide passive functional therapy. In the next section, the kinematics and workspace of ETS Mars robot are presented and the control approach is described. Experiment results will be presented in section 3, and finally the conclusion and future works in section IV. 2. Control design. ETS Mars robot. The modeling of the exoskeleton was done based on the joints and movements of the human upper limb. In the model shown in Fig.1, joints 1, 2 and 3 represent the scapulohumeral joint, shoulder joint. Joints 1 and 2 correspond respectively to the horizontal and vertical extension flexion of the shoulder joints, while joint 3 corresponds to the external internal rotation of the shoulder joint. Joint 4 corresponds to the flexion extension of the elbow joint. The joint 5 represents supination pronation of the forearm, and joints 6 and 7 correspond respectively to ulnar radial deviation and flexion extension of the wrist joint. The workspace of the exoskeleton is presented in Table I. The kinematic analysis of the exoskeleton ETS Mars is based on the frames 16 attached as shown in Figure 1. Control. The approach of the sliding mode backstepping control is presented for the dynamic of the exoskeleton ETS Mars. The dynamic behavior of the ETS Mars can be expressed as M, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining diuresis, plus C, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, plus G, Greek small letter theta, plus F, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, equals Greek small letter tau. 1. Fig.1. Link frame attachment to ETS Mars. 8. Where Greek small letter theta, element of R7 is the joint angles vector, M, Greek small letter theta, element of R7 x7 is the inertia matrix, C, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, element of R7 is the Coriolis centrifugal matrix, G, Greek small letter theta, element of R7 is the gravity vector, Greek small letter tau is the generalized torques vector, and F, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, is the friction vector. Note that the friction vector is considered as a nonlinear Coulomb friction and can be written as F, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, equals Greek small letter tau, underscore friction equals CF, asterisk sign, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, 2. Where CF is the constant of Coulomb friction. Equation 1 can be written as Greek small letter theta, combining diuresis, equals left white lenticular bracket M, Greek small letter theta, right white lenticular bracket, minus 1, Greek small letter tau, left white lenticular bracket, M, Greek small letter theta, right white lenticular bracket, minus 1, C, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, plus G, Greek small letter theta, plus F, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, 3. Since M, Greek small letter theta is symmetrical and positive definite, left white lenticular bracket m. Greek small letter theta, right white lenticular bracket, minus 1, always exists. The philosophy of sliding mode control is first, to attract the states of the system in a desired surface, then, design a control law that keeps the system in this surface. The control law is divided in two terms. 17. Greek small letter tau equals Greek small letter tau underscore sliding plus Greek small letter tau underscore nominal 4. Where Greek small letter tau underscore sliding is a nonlinear term used to compensate uncertain model parameters, and Greek small letter tau underscore nominal is the nominal control determined by the model of the robot. 17. Greek small letter tau underscore sliding will be calculated by sliding mode approach, and Greek small letter tau underscore nominal will be computed by the backstepping approach that permits to design the control law in several steps based on a certain Lyapunov function Canada defined positive and which derivative is always negative. 15. The first step in this approach is to select the sliding surface using the dynamic of the errors. We can define the sliding surface as following. Left white lenticular bracket E, right white lenticular bracket underscore 1 equals Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta underscore D 5. S equals E underscore 2 equals Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 6. Where Greek small letter theta underscore d equals Greek small letter theta underscore 1 d, Greek small letter theta underscore 7 d is the desired trajectory for all joints, and Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 is a virtual control term defined as Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 equals Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, underscore d dash k underscore 1 e underscore 1 7. Where k underscore 1 is a 7 by 7 diagonal positive definite matrix. Considering the Lyapunov function candidate, v underscore 1 equals 1 slash 2 STS 8. The derivative of v underscore 1 is v, combining dot above, underscore 1 equals e underscore 2 TS, combining dot above, 9. Choosing S, combining dot above, as S, combining dot above equals k underscore 2 sine s. For all t, k underscore 2 greater than 0, rightwards double arrow v, combining dot above underscore 1 less than 0, 10, with sine s equals black square, 1 for s greater than 0 at 0 for s equals 0 at minus 1 for s less than 0, box drawings light vertical and left, 11, where k underscore 2 is a 7 by 7 diagonal positive definite matrix. Then relation, 13, ensures the stabilization of v, combining dot above underscore 1. It is to be noted that Greek small letter tau underscore sliding equals k underscore 2 sine s is a discontinuous term, and it gives high control activity that causes the phenomenon known as chattering. This problem could produce damage in the motors. We found in the literature a way to transform this discontinuous term to a continuous term defined as Greek small letter tau underscore sliding equals k underscore 2 sat s fraction slash empty set 10 with sat s fraction slash empty set equals black square 1 for s greater than or equal to empty set at s fraction slash empty set less than or equal to s less than or equal to empty set for all t 0 less than empty set much less than 1 at minus 1 for s less than or equal to empty set box drawings light vertical and left 12. The nominal control designed by backstepping approach can be presented as follows. Consider the Lyapunov function candidate. V underscore 2 equals 1 slash 2 E underscore 1 T E underscore 1 13. Differentiating equation 10 with respect to time yields. E, combining dot above, underscore 1 equals E underscore 2 plus Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 dash Greek small letter theta, combining dot above underscore d 14. The derivative of v underscore 2 is given by v, combining dot above, underscore 1 equals e underscore 1 t, combining dot above underscore 1 equals e underscore 1 t, e underscore 2 plus, Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 dash, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above underscore d 15. Substituting equation 18 in equation 19, we obtain v, combining dot above, underscore 2 equals e underscore 1 t, e underscore 2 plus e underscore 1 t, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, underscore d dash e underscore 1 t k underscore 1 e underscore 1 dash e underscore 1 t, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above underscore d equals e underscore 1 t k underscore 1 e underscore 1 plus e underscore 1 t underscore 2 16. The first term of equation 20 is stable and the stability of second term will be demonstrated next. Differentiating equation 10 with respect to time yields e, combining dot above underscore 2 equals Greek small letter theta, combining diuresis, Greek small letter gamma, combining dot above underscore 1 equals left white lenticular bracket m, Greek small letter theta, right white lenticular bracket, minus 1, Greek small letter tau, left white lenticular bracket m, Greek small letter theta, right white lenticular bracket, minus 1, c, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, plus g, Greek small letter theta, plus f, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter gamma, combining dot above underscore 1, 17. Where, Greek small letter gamma, combining dot above underscore 1 equals Greek small letter theta, combining diuresis, underscore d dash k underscore 1 e, combining dot above underscore 1. Consider the Lyapunov function candidate. V underscore 3 equals V underscore 1 plus V underscore 2 plus 1 slash 2 E underscore 2 TM, Greek small letter theta underscore 2 18. The derivative of V underscore 3 is given by V, combining dot above, underscore 3 equals V, combining dot above, underscore 1 plus V, combining dot above, underscore 2 plus E underscore 2 TM, Greek small letter theta E, combining dot above, underscore 2 plus 1, slash 2 e underscore 2 tm, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta e underscore 2, 19. Lemma 1. The derivatives of the inertia matrix M, Greek small letter theta with the matrix C, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, satisfy, 18. Ytm, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta, minus 2c, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, y equals 0, for all y, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, element of Rn, 20. Using this lemma we obtain v, combining dot above, underscore 3 equals dash e underscore 1, t k underscore 1, e underscore 1 plus e underscore 1, t, e underscore 2 dash, left white lenticular bracket e underscore 2 t k, right white lenticular bracket underscore 2 set, s, fraction slash, empty set, plus e underscore 2 t, Greek small letter tau, c, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, g, Greek small letter theta, f, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above e underscore 2 tm, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter gamma, combining dot above, underscore 1 plus 1, slash 2 e underscore 2 tm, combining dot above, Greek small letter theta e underscore 2 equals e underscore 1 t k underscore 1 e underscore 1 plus e underscore 1 t e underscore 2 dash, left white lenticular bracket e underscore 2 t k, right white lenticular bracket underscore 2 set, s, fraction slash, empty set, plus e underscore 2 t, Greek small letter tau, c, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, Greek small letter gamma, underscore 1 dash g, Greek small letter theta, f, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter theta, combining dot above, m, Greek small letter theta, Greek small letter gamma, combining dot above underscore 1, 21. Consider the control law that stabilizes the system as follows. Greek small letter tau equals k underscore 3 e underscore 2 dash e underscore 1 plus c. Greek small letter theta. Greek small letter theta. Combining dot above. Greek small letter gamma underscore 1 plus g. Greek small letter theta plus f. Greek small letter theta. Greek small letter theta. Combining dot above plus m. Greek small letter theta. Greek small letter gamma. Combining dot above underscore 1 plus k underscore 2 sat s fraction slash empty set 22 where k underscore 3 is a 7 by 7 diagonal positive definite matrix. Substituting equation 22 in equation 21, we find v combining dot above underscore 3 less than or equal to e underscore 1 t k underscore 1 e underscore 1 dash e underscore 2 t k underscore 3 e underscore 2. 23. III experiments and results. The control of the exoskeleton ETS Mars robot was implemented in LabVIEW, National Instruments, PXI system. A PXI card performs the joint-based control and was used as the robot operating system. The control architecture and experimental setup for the ETS Mars is designed in three blocks shown in Figure 2. First, the user interface is connected to the ETS Mars for a selection of the control technique and the predetermined rehabilitation exercise, desired trajectory. It also feedbacks the experimental data from the robot system to analyze the exoskeleton performance. The second block is the PXI-8108, where the sliding mode backstepping control was implemented with a period of 1.25 milliseconds. The controller output is the torque to the joints. This torque was transformed to current and then to desired voltages to command the motor drivers. 10. Finally, a FPGA, field programmable gate array, is programmed to run two loops simultaneously. The first loop contains a simple PI control for the current of the motors, according to the current reference calculated. The second loop contains a code to obtain the position based on Hall sensors. The FPGA has a sampling time of 50 microseconds. In this paper, experiments were performed with four healthy human subjects, weight 65-95 kilograms, age 27 to 55 years, height 168-186 centimeters. We choose in these tests two passive rehabilitation exercises to increase muscle power and joint range of movement of people with impaired upper limb motion. The control gains used for the tests were found experimentally as follows. Fig 2. Control architecture. K underscore 1 equals D at G, 15 15 15 15 15 15 15, K underscore 2 equals D at G, 39 20 38 25 38 46 50, K underscore 3 equals D at G, 130 150 150 150 200 180 200. The first passive exercise depends on one joint only, elbow joint flexion extension. The joint started from an initial position of 90 degrees, goes to 5 degrees and return to initial position with a maximum speed of 45 degrees per second. The exercise is shown in Figure 3. Fig.3, the proposed elbow joint movement. The experimental results of the task performed with subject A, age 30 years, height 177 centimeters, weight 75 kilograms, are shown in Figure 4. It is clear from the figure that the performance of the sliding mode backstepping control was very good, with dynamic error less than 0.8 degrees, second row of the figure. Further, to validate the robustness of the controller, the same task was conducted with subject B, age 27 years, height 170 centimeters, weight 79 kilograms. We observed from the experimental results illustrated in Figure 5 that the controller showed excellent tracking performance. Although the mass of the arm changed, the tracking error stayed less than 0.5 degrees. It is apparent from the plot of velocity, third row of the figure, that the controller gave smooth tracking. This means that the change of the arm mass did not affect the control and the performance of the robot. Figure 4. Repetitive movement of elbow conducted with subject A, age 30 years, Height, 177 centimeters. Weight, 75 kilograms. Figure 5. Repetitive movement of elbow conducted with subject B. Age, 27 years. Height, 170 centimeters. Weight, 79 kilograms. The second trajectory is a basic passive rehabilitation exercise based on two joints, elbow joint flexion extension and shoulder joint internal external rotation. It started for the elbow joint at an initial position of 90 degrees, going to 5 degrees and return to initial position with speed varying between 20 degrees per second and minus 20 degrees per second. After that, the shoulder joint, joint 3, started from initial position of 0 degrees. Rotated to 70 degrees towards external rotation and returned to minus 65 degrees towards internal rotation with speed varying between 45 degrees per second and minus 45 degrees per second. The movement can be seen in Figure 6. Figure 6. The proposed elbow-shoulder joints movements. The experimental results of simultaneous elbow and shoulder joints movement performed with subject C, age 55 years. Height, 168 centimeters, weight, 65 kilograms, are shown in Figure 7. It is clearly appreciable from the figure that the tracking performance of the controller was excellent, where the tracking error, second row of the figure, was less than 0.5 degrees. To further prove the robustness of the proposed control, the same exercise was conducted with subject D, age 45 years. Height, 186 centimeters, weight, 95 kilograms. From Figure 8 we can easily see that the measured trajectories overlap with the desired trajectories with tracking error less than 1.0 degree for elbow joint and 0.5 degrees for shoulder joint. We observe that the error increased in the first sequence of experiment, Figure 8, because the mass of the arm changed. After that, the controller corrected the state and the error decreased to 0.5 degrees. It is obvious from the plot of velocity, third rows of the figure, that the controller gave smooth tracking and behaved correctly despite the changes in the mass of the arm. IV conclusion. In this paper, we present a new controller based on sliding mode backstepping control to manipulate an exoskeleton called ETS Mars to be able to perform passive rehabilitation exercises. This therapy allows healthy subjects to perform any predefined trajectory. All desired trajectories were tested with different subjects to demonstrate the robustness of the controller. Experimental results showed an excellent tracking performance and demonstrated the efficiency of the control to deal with different subjects' masses. In future works, we will develop intelligent control methods to provide active rehabilitation and assistance therapy and improve the performance of the robot. Figure 7. Simultaneous movement of elbow and shoulder joints performed with subject C, age 55 years, height 168 centimeters, weight 65 kilograms. Figure 8. Simultaneous movement of elbow and shoulder joints performed with subject D, age 45 years, height 186 centimeters, weight 95 kilograms. References. 1. Statistics, National Center for Health Statistics, et al. Vital Statistics of the United States, 1959, United States Bureau of the Census. 2. Sidney, S., et al. The Heart Disease and Stroke Statistics, 2013 Update and the Need for a National Cardiovascular Surveillance System. Circulation, 2013. 1271, p. 2123. 3. Demorand, Anne, Pratique de la Reeducation Neurologique, 2014, Elsevier Mazson. 4. Fasoli, S.E., et al. Does shorter rehabilitation limit potential recovery post-stroke? Neurorehabilitation and Neural Repair, 2004. 18.2, p. 8894. 5. Rankensmeyer, D.J., et al. Understanding and treating arm movement impairment after chronic brain injury. Progress with the ARM Guide. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 2000. 37.6, p. 653. 6. Calmer, P.R., et al. A control strategy for upper limb robotic rehabilitation with a dual robot system. Mechatronics, IEEE ASME Transactions on, 2010. 15.4, p. 575-585. 7. Neff, T., et al. Arm and exoskeleton for arm therapy in stroke patients. In Rehabilitation Robotics, 2007. ICORR 2007. IEEE 10th International Conference on. 2007. IEEE. 8. Rahman, M.H., et al. Control of an exoskeleton robot arm with sliding mode exponential reaching law. International Journal of Control, Automation and Systems, 2013. 11.1. p. 92-104. 9. Sun, F.C. Zikyu. Sun, and Jifeng, an adaptive fuzzy controller based on sliding mode for robot manipulators. Systems, Man, and Cybernetics, Part B, Cybernetics, IEEE Transactions on, 1999. 29.5. p. 661-667. 10. Rahman, M.H., et al. Nonlinear sliding mode control implementation of an upper limb exoskeleton robot to provide passive rehabilitation therapy in intelligent robotics and applications. 2012. Springer. P. 5262. 11. Silas, M.K. Adaptive control of robot manipulators with neural network-based compensation of frictional uncertainties. Urbitica, 2005. 2302, p. 159-167. 12. Ojo Luna, C., et al. Virtual decomposition control of an exoskeleton robot arm. Urbitica, 2014, p. 123. 13. Lee, Z., et al. Adaptive robust output feedback motion force control of electrically driven non-holonomic mobile manipulators. Control Systems Technology, IEEE Transactions on, 2008. 16.6, p. 1308-1315. 14. Khalil, H.K. and J. Grizzle, Nonlinear Systems. Volume 3. 1996, Prentice Hall, New Jersey. 15. Banaskar, A.R., Aspects to L Application to Backstepping Adaptative A Gravla Command Decentralized ES Systems Nonlinears. 2002. 16. Craig, J.J., Introduction to Robotics, Mechanics and Control. Volume 3. 2005. Pearson Prentice Hall, Upper Saddle River. 17. Slodin, J.J.E. and W. Lee, Applied Nonlinear Control. Volume 199. 1991. Prentice Hall, Englewood Cliffs, N.J. 18. Lee, Z., et al. Fuzzy approximation-based adaptive backstepping control of an exoskeleton for human upper limbs. Fuzzy Systems. IEEE Transactions on, 2015. 23.3, p. 555-566.